I do want to ask our producer, Justin Montemayor, who yesterday we had to move Chris Tucker, and then we were told Chris Tucker would be right here. And obviously we're waiting for the phone to ring. There's nothing we can do about that. But you had 100% certainty yesterday, and I'm curious where we're at right now.
I'm at 125% now.
Whoa.
That'll be another drop.
To him. Oh, look, I got to answer the phone, guys.
Okay, yeah,
oh.
you answer the phone. But to lay out the show today, we are going to talk plenty of Game 4 and what happened last night in Arizona at 1:30. We're going to have some midweek fun at 2:10. And we're just going to talk Rangers most of the day, to be quite honest with you.
Especially with this special guest we're about to have on.
Yes, and we are about to have a very special guest on our phone line.
You'll be talking to Sean and David. Thank you.
And that's
you're welcome.
Justin putting our guest on hold. And right right now on the Diamond Factory Ticket Hotline, we are thrilled to bring on the show. It is the great Chris Tucker, who has the Legend Tour. And in fact, he'll be in town tonight at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. The show starts at 8 p.m. He's also one of the stars of Air, According to Legend, a fantastic movie that came out earlier this year. Chris, thank you for your time today. How are you doing?
Thank you, guys. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Dude, we're doing awesome.
And I do want to say, before we get into stand-up and in your career, we're very excited about the Rangers potentially winning their first championship. You are a Braves fan. We were talking off the air yesterday. Could you name a current Texas Ranger? And if you can, it's no big deal. I was just curious.
You know what? I can't, but I'm connected with you guys because every time I see that big T, you know, I think about Tucker. So it stands for my last name, the first letter of my last name. So I want you guys to win this World Series.
Well, we want that too. Yeah, your Braves got one, 2 years ago, and we're looking for our first tonight. So hopefully the fans at your show tonight will be celebrating along with the entire Metroplex and just make it a whole night. And this is your first stand-up tour since 2011. What made you want to jump back into this?
Man, you know, it's just the perfect timing. It's just the timing was just perfect. I did the Air movie this year, like you said, and that came out and did great. And we wanted to go on tour, you know, after that and just, get back to my roots, you know, stand-up comedy. And I got just so much to say, man. So it's just a perfect, perfect time.
With the way the world is now here in 2023, do you find it more difficult to do stand-up comedy?
No, I think it's the best time, you know, because the world has changed so much and so much is going on. It's the best time that people want to laugh, people want to escape. So it's the best time. And that's what art is all about, man, you know, escapism. And then also have, you know, some truth in it too. But, you know, to get people to just get away from their day-to-day lives and stuff and talk about everything and stuff that they can relate to also.
Visiting with comedy and acting legend Chris Tucker here on The Sweet Spot. I want to take you back to your Def Jam days when you were coming up in the early 90s. What was that whole experience like? You know, people discover you on HBO across the country. Just take me back to that 92, somewhere in there, as far as like what that experience was like for you just bursting on the scene.
Man, it was so great to have that opportunity. You know, now you got comedians coming off, you know, getting famous off Instagram and TikTok, but back then it was Def Comedy Jam for a lot of African-American comedians, and man, that was just shot, and it was so many comedians, so you had to make sure you stand out. You know, I was lucky enough, blessed enough to stand out and get on the road and start making a living, you know, doing my stand-up comedy, and then that took me to the movies, producers looking at me to get in, you know, little movie roles like House Party 3, and then eventually Fridays, co-starred in Fridays, so it's such a blessing, you know, man. So it was a great time, wild time.
How many of your contemporaries from back then do you still write with? Do you still talk to? That maybe you did some projects with throughout the years. Do you still have any connections from those days?
Oh, a lot of them, man. A lot of the comics, you know, a lot of the producers, and you know, Stan Lathan. He did a lot of. He does a lot of Dave Chappelle's specials, and he was the director on all the shows in Def Jam. All the guys, you know, we all keep in touch, you know, so it's a great thing.
You mentioned the newer generation, and maybe breaking into the comedy game is different than it was when you were coming up, when you would have to do comedy clubs and really grind. And now anybody can get on TikTok or Instagram, and if you have a following, you can break through a little. Maybe it's easier. Maybe the zone is flooded more now. What are your thoughts on the way it is now?
You know, it may be a little easier because it's a you know, you got it right in your hand, the device, the phone, but you still got to work hard at your craft to take it to the next level. You know, from, you know, doing skits to doing stand up is a whole nother thing. It's another art form. And from doing stand up, doing movies, that's a whole nother art form. So whatever you want to do, you just got to keep working.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Chris, I think your phone broke up just a second, but I think we're connected now. I do want to know.
Sorry about that. Oh,
no,
man.
You're all good. It's no, all good. It was just momentary. I do have a question about the writing process. So you go on to your stand-up comedy, you are in massive movies, and then you're back at doing stand-up now. Does that writing process ever go away? Do you ever just like push that to the side, or are you always trying to come up with ideas for material?
You know, well, that muscle, that comedy muscle in your brain never goes away. You're always thinking about jokes because it's just you've been doing it so long. But, you know, you got to, once you get back at it, you know, you kind of hone in on it, and things that surround you that you know, could be something to talk about, or could be, you know, a funny story or joke, you know, something you definitely, you got to find it again. Sometimes it goes away a little bit, but it's like riding a bike. Once you get back on it, you know, you kind of got it, if that's what you do, you know.
When you were young and getting into stand-up and comedy, what was the goal? I know it's to be successful, but was it to be a successful stand-up comedian? Did you want to eventually break into movies and, you know, get to where you were and where you are now? Or what was the goal for young Chris Tucker?
Well, it was step by step. You know, I grew up watching Richard Pryor from Stir Crazy on to, you know, live on Long Beach, live in Sunset Strip, Rich and Eddie Murphy, Raw, Delirious. So I saw them and I knew it was just a natural transition to do stand-up comedy and then go into acting. So I definitely wanted to do that. And that's about as far as I dreamed, you know. But, you know, now the possibility is endless, you know, producing, directing, writing, and all those things are, you know, a possibility. But I just know what I saw. And from those two giants, comedians, you know, I knew that comedy could take you to acting, and it can go from, you know, anywhere from there.
Visiting with the great Chris Tucker here on The Ticket. So obviously the Rush Hour movies were a smashing success, as were the Friday movies. People our age, I don't know how many times I've seen those films. I am curious though, as you evolve in your acting career, the success of those movies, does that take away other roles and other opportunities because somebody might typecast you?
Well, it could, but I don't. With me, I was blessed that I did Fridays, and then I did a movie called Dead Presidents in '95. At the same time, my first breakout movie, so people saw my dramatic acting, and they saw my comedy acting, and then I did Fifth Element and Money Talks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they know I can go all the way with a character, and then of course later on we did Silver Linings, and this year Air. So, you know, it's the individual. If you could be versatile, and if my comedy comes from a real place, so it's not hard for me to do a dramatic role or a real, you know, or a serious role. So it was never hard for me to do it, you know.
So Halloween was yesterday. How wild is it for you to see people dressing up like your character from Fifth Element just about every year?
It's unbelievable. I never thought that people would be doing that, you know, anything that I've done. And it's so cool for people to think those characters become kind of cult classics and iconic in a lot of ways. So I think it's great. It's great.
This is Chris Tucker joining us. You played Howard White in Air last year, and you actually knew Howard before filming the movie.
Yes, I know Howard. It was, you know, I always said it was a blessing, God-given role, because Ben Affleck, you know, we reached out for, you know, see what was out there, and Ben Affleck was looking for somebody to play Howard White because he went down to talk with Michael Jordan, and Michael Jordan said, if you're going to do a movie about Nike, you got to have Howard White in there, because that was his point guy to Nike. And then Ben always wanted to work with me. He always told me that we bump into each other award seasons when I did Silver Linings Playbook, and I think he was up for Argo that year. And he called me, told me I could do whatever I want to do. And you know, it wasn't really a role there. I was kind of like, it was just a mention of Howard White's name. And I wrote all the six scenes that I was in, and with, you know, Ben allowed me to do whatever to make it work. And I was blessed to know Howard and be able to pick his brain. and to make that role, make the movie work better. So it was great.
Chris, I'm not blowing smoke at all. Air was one of my favorite movies I've gone to see this year. And what was it like to be part of this ensemble cast? Now, you've been in major blockbuster films in your career, but you're talking about Oscar winners. I mean, Viola Davis. We're talking about, you know, Ben Affleck. And how is that for you? I know you've been very successful, but do you sort of, is it surreal for you at all on a cast like that?
It was, you know, it was great. I'm just glad I came with my A game, because everybody else came with their A game too. And that's when you're just like happy, because it just comes together. You know, Viola's going to come, and Ben and Matt and everybody's, you know, but I didn't know everybody else who was going to be in the movie, but everybody just came with their A game, from Marlon Wayans, Jason Bateman, and Chris Messina. Everybody just came with their A game. And then that's when the magic happens in movies, when you can get a great cast, great actors. And Ben is an actor, so I call him a player coach, because he knows who to go pick, who would deliver, who's proven that they can deliver in a movie. And everybody delivered, and it came out pretty good.
I know actors sometimes say they don't care about award season, but this to me feels like an Oscar type film. Do you want this film to be nominated?
Oh, yeah, I hope somebody wins something, and, you know, because if one person wins, we all win, because we did something that people enjoyed. So I hope it's definitely a part of the race. That would be cool.
This is Chris Tucker. What quote of yours do people go up to you and quote the most?
Well, a lot of people, like, just yell out, you know, my name, you know, Smokey from Fridays, and do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth from Rush Hour? Those two I hear a lot.
Well, Chris, I'm excited that you joined our show. I can't thank you enough. It's been a real honor. We've been a fan of yours for decades now, and just kill it tonight at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Looking forward.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you have a World Series prediction for us?
Yeah, we need some good vibes tonight.
Oh, it's going to be 5-2 tonight, Texas.
Let's go.
There we go. All right, Chris.
5-2.
Thanks for your time so much.
Thank you.
Legend. There he is.
God bless. Thank you.
Chris Tucker on our airwaves. Wow. That's
awesome.
That's a dream come true right there.